and designing a portable demo tool shield for backhoes. After learning about a construction worker being killed by an implement of the backhoe becoming inadvertently disconnected, the Bureau began to research a better way to protect the public from flying debris off the demo tool than a worker standing beside the implement with a sheet of plywood or screen. This group of creative thinkers found a way to attach a shield to the implement, thus keeping the worker out of harm's way. These shields are built in the Bureau's tools room. That's a great resolution. I really appreciate it. Thank you. David Schaff. In recognition of the Portland Water Bureau for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2007 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following category, the general liability of the Water Bureau went down 9%, which is significant given the work that they do. Bureau Director David Schaff is here to accept the reward, and I really appreciate the Bureau being so successful. Thank you. Turn it over to Commissioner Stan.
Okay, we have a special recognition. It's called the Sharp Recognition Ceremony, and I'd like the Water Bureau representatives, David Schaff, Eric Fullen, and Jeff Gard, to come up. Director Schaff and the team. This is a special award at the end of our award so far, and it's to congratulate the Portland Water Bureau for its tremendous accomplishment in achieving Oregon OSHA's Distinguished Sharp Certification. And they've already got the shirts, as you can see. They achieved the Sharp Certification during 2007. My understanding, this has been a long and phenomenal process that started as far back as the fall of 2004. It took the entire Bureau making the decision to dedicate its resources and efforts to update, execute, and benchmark its extensive safety and health management program. So here with me today is Kate Wood, the city's risk manager, and she's going to give you some detail about this big accomplishment, the SHARP certification.
Thank you, Commissioner Stan. SHARP stands for the Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program. This is a federally sanctioned program that recognizes employers who operate an exemplary safety and health management system. Oregon OSHA administers this program here in Oregon and awards this certificate only after an extensive auditing process that scrutinizes every aspect and detail of the organization's safety management system. Attaining SHARP certification requires numerous audits and action plans. It takes commitment from the workforce and leadership from the company's management. Many never finish the process. Only a few hundred Oregon businesses are SHARP certified. Only a handful of public entities, like Water Bureau, are certified. In 2003, the Bureau of Environmental Services achieved SHARP certification at its waste treatment plant. This sparked interest among other city bureaus to demonstrate their commitment to the safety and health of our employees. Water Bureau is now our second SHARP certified bureau, and I understand that the Bureau of Environmental Services Design and Construction Group is very close to achieving this certificate as well.
Well, thanks, Kate, and that's what we want to hear. Eric, did you want to, as the safety officer, say anything?
Yeah. Well, the SHARP certification is certainly an honor, and it was certainly a partnership. We had a lot of support and involvement bureau-wide, as well as the Bureau of Risk Management work that Tracy did with us. So it was a lion's share group effort on behalf of the whole bureau. We appreciate it.
David or Jeff, do you want to say anything?
No.
Congratulations. We're very proud of the Bureau's achievement, and we would also, the whole City Council would like to challenge other bureaus to jump in and pursue the certification as well. And now we have the jackets. That's mine. Okay, great. If you're the driver of the year, you get a jacket instead of a certificate, and the first driver of the year comes from Portland Fire and Rescue, and I would say that after 31 years of service, no one knows Southeast Portland like Dean Fisher, who I want to ask to come on up, our driver of the year. Where's Dean? He's on his way down. Okay. Let's wait till he gets here. Okay.
Great.
Wait, I need that one to read. Yeah. Well, we'll get started. He's got to be We get there much faster when the call comes in, let me tell you. Dean often guides other responders to an incident by selecting the most efficient and safe route, especially into challenging areas. He takes great pride in knowing every address, hydrant, and access road in his district, which is saying something. In addition, after delaying his June retirement, we said 31 years, Dean has spent countless hours reorganizing our hydrant route plan, which will improve the efficiency for our crews in conducting... There he is. Hey, Dean, come on up. Congratulations. Yeah, which will improve the efficiency for our crews in conducting hydrant inspections for years to come and create less emissions and everything. For the last 15-plus years, Dean has been a main engine operator for Portland Fire and Rescue and has maintained an outstanding driving record for that entire time. He is, as anyone will attest, highly respected by his peers in the Bureau and makes himself as available as a mentor to other drivers. His professionalism has earned him the reputation of other drivers who strive to meet what we at Portland Fire and Rescue call the Dean standard. He's always leaves behind a clean rig, tops off the fuel tanks, keeps all equipment in top working order, and ensures that we're always ready and always there when the citizens need us. So help me thank our driver of the year, Dean Fisher. Congratulations. Thank you. Hopefully this fits.
There we go.
Good job. Do you want to say anything?
Okay.
Are you sure? Okay. Yeah. All right. You'll let the jacket do the talking. And our next top safe driver is from the Portland Police Bureau. The Portland Police Bureau congratulates Northeast Precinct Officer Dan Peterson. Officer Peterson. Congratulations. Officer Peterson is our safe driver of the year. He was one of 25 officers nominated during a bureau-wide survey and through a rigorous selection process was selected as the number one of all of the drivers in the police bureau. Officer Peterson recently celebrated his 26th year with the bureau and has worked just about every precinct, if not all, in the city. All of them. It says just about everybody. I think it's all. The traffic division he's also worked in transit police. In 26-plus years, Officer Peterson has not had one preventable accident. Congratulations. Might not fit over the uniform, but you want to say anything? Or? Oh, we'll get it on. Here's your little... Is that mine or is that?
City Fleet. City Fleet.
Am I doing that one? Or probably Dan. Are you up there? You got the fleet?
Yeah. Okay. Next two jackets go to City Fleet and to Parks. The City Fleet top safe driver is Ken Boozier. Ken's here. As a lead mechanic for City Fleet's satellite garages, Ken drives many miles each week to multiple work sites, providing supplies, supervision, and troubleshooting expertise. This helps to ensure fast quality repairs for City Fleet's satellite customers. Ken's work with the city has always involved continuous driving, moving, and operating a wide variety of vehicles and equipment, including, but not limited to, police cars, street sweepers, backhoes, pavement grinders, and other big vehicles and equipment owned by the city. In all of his 22 years of employment with the city, Ken has not received a traffic violation or an accident. Congratulations. Thanks, Ken. Well-deserved jacket there. And the Parks top safety driver of the year is Gerald Kinneman. Gerald? Oh, boy. I believe one of those coats on the table is dangerous around here. Well, let me read about Gerald. Gerald is Parks and Recreation's safe driver of the year. He has been driving accident-free from park to park for over 28 years to complete his work assignments. His fellow co-workers have recognized him as a safe driver based on his diligence and attention while operating a vehicle. His example of safety managing his vehicle is appreciated and acknowledged. And I'm sure we'll get that code to him. Thank you.
All right. Would Gary Hodge please come forward?
He's sick.
He's sick. All right. In his absence, the Bureau of Environmental Services is pleased to announce its top safe driver of the year, Gary Hodge. Gary is an inspector with the Construction and Inspection Division. He started with the city in 1979 at the Bureau of Maintenance and in 1991 started in his current position. As senior inspector, he has many traffic exposures, driving daily to and from construction sites located throughout the city. Gary's driving record is exemplary. Additionally, Gary has been a key player in developing many temporary traffic plans for the construction projects on the city streets. Always striving for public and worker safety while trying to minimize hazards associated with adjacent traffic. Thank you, Gary, for setting the bar as our top safe driver in 07. Don Scott. PDOT Maintenance Operation is pleased to announce Don Scott as its top safe driver of the year. Don has worked accident-free with the city since joining the city's maintenance operations in 2000. He's a quiet but influential leader who, by example, helps our new employees develop the skills of safe driving and safe equipment operations. Thank you, Don, for your diligence and your care. Really appreciate it. Patty Peterson. So this actually goes to Sherry Lehman as the top safe driver in the Bureau of Transportation Parking Enforcement. You might as well put it on. Come on. Sherry is a code specialist one and has worked in the abandoned auto unit of the Parking Enforcement Division for about 7 years. Sherry drives daily and has traveled to every corner of the city, often in heavy traffic. She is a safe and courteous driver, watching for pedestrians and other traffic while staying focused on her work cases. She is a worthy recipient of this award, and please let her know. Thank you.
Victor Unkow. Victor is a housing inspector with the Neighborhood Inspection Team in the Bureau of Development Services. As a housing inspector, Mr. Unkow enforces Title 29, the property maintenance regulations of the City of Portland. Driving is a major part of Mr. Unkow's job, driving a minimum of 50 miles a day on surface streets. Mr. Unkow was selected as the Bureau Safe Driver because of his exceptional driving record and his support of the Bureau's safety and loss control efforts. And one last thing, the training section asked me to remind you that next month you'll be due for a defensive driving and that being the Bureau Safe Driver doesn't exempt you from that requirement. Congratulations on earning the top safe driver of the year. Excuse me. The kids, they never quit calling. Congratulations on earning the top safe driver of the year for the Bureau of Development Services. Thank you very much. Marty Fairbrother. This will go good with that hat. There we go, Marty.
Supposed to get them off.
There's a lot of things I'm supposed to do, Marty. Portland Water Bureau is pleased to announce its top safe driver, Marty Fairbrother, a 20-year veteran with the City of Portland. We recognize him not only for his exemplary driving record, but also for his skill in operating a variety of equipment in many different terrains, often under adverse conditions in the Bull Run watershed. Marty has performed with distinction from traversing the steep, slippery slopes of the watershed to the congested, multi-traffic streets of downtown Portland. Marty's experienced in multiple vehicle and equipment operations, including dump trucks, backhoes and excavators, graders, dozers and loaders, boats and snowcats. You do the boat up in the Bull Run Lake?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Want to go skiing?
No, I don't think we want to ski up there, Marty. He mentors others in vehicle and equipment operation, has earned the respect of his peers. Marty, we honor you today for your excellent performance, knowledge, and skill by having selected you as our top safe driver. Thanks, Marty. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. I'll get right down here with Sam. Thank you very much.
We're going to invite Kate Wood, our risk manager, to make some closing remarks.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I've been asked, first of all, I'd like to acknowledge Tracy Hammer with the risk management staff who organized today and did a great job today as she's done in the past. And and she's had a lot of support from other members of the risk management staff. I've been asked to close today's proceedings on Safety Recognition Day. I've worked in government for many years, although I've only been with the city since last May. But in my time in the public sector, I've recognized that safety is, in fact, an essential element of a good deal of the work that we do in government. Street and travel safety is essential to the work that PDOT and BOM do. Public safety is the job of police and fire. Parks provides not only a place for us to recreate, but a place for us to do it safely. And clean water and a clean environment is essential to the work that BES and Water Bureau does. But we've came here today not to look at the work we do, but how we do our work. Because the work we do, public safety, safe streets, clean water, is done by our employees. Without them, nothing really gets done. So the time spent today to acknowledge the accomplishments in employee safety achieved by the individuals and by the bureaus is time well spent. I'd like to thank you all for coming. I'd like to thank the commissioners for their support of safety and their visible leadership today in providing acknowledgement to the hard work that's done by our employees and our bureaus. And I understand that there are refreshments in the main foyer for those of us who can join us. Thank you all very much.
Well, thanks to everyone, and thanks to the winners and to all those folks who are out there doing safe things that we couldn't recognize today. And I understand from all the commissioners you're allowed to go eat if you want to. So we'll just take a minute to clear the room. Good job.
Can you come here a second? Can you come here?
Don't ask.
Where's this money going?
I'm always ghostwriting these damn questions.
Okay, Carla, we'll go to our 3 o'clock time certain. Could you please read item 121?
Authorize agreement with the Trust for Public Land for acquisition of 26.85 acres of land in Southeast Portland for park purposes.
Thank you. Commissioner Saltzman?
Thank you, Commissioner Stinn. This is a wonderful moment for Portland and specifically East Portland. What we know in city, in the parks and Bureau of Environmental Services, known as the East Buttes area, contains Portland's largest tracts of undeveloped wildlife habitat. But this won't be the case forever, and the purchase today of this 26-acre parcel, adjacent to property already owned by the city, helps us move forward in protecting critical habitat. Some members of the City Council may remember many land use cases involving this area, known as Waterleaf, and the appeals we heard from Pleasant Valley neighbors about emergency vehicle access and stormwater runoff impacts. Well, this acquisition will help immensely in mitigating these issues. The purchase of the Waterleaf property will extend and protect Clatsop Butte Park, one of the East Buttes. It is a critical part of this beautiful area, and it's comforting to know that this acquisition will ensure people and wildlife will be able to continue to enjoy this protected land. It is also very important to note that parks would not be accomplishing this acquisition without the resources and cooperation of the Bureau of Environmental Services. So thank you, Commissioner Adams, for your steadfast leadership in natural area acquisition and for your checkbook as well. Parks Director, I also want to thank the Trust for Public Lands, who played a crucial role in negotiating the acquisition of this property today by the city. So Parks Director Zeri Santner is here quickly to explain how the timing of this acquisition fits perfect with some work council funded in this year's budget. And Mary Wall is here representing the Bureau of Environmental Services. I don't know if you wanted to say anything or just play a supporting role. Okay. Zeri.
Santner, Director of Parks and Recreation. Dean Marriott was supposed to join me, but an illness in the family prevented him from being here, so I will be speaking on his behalf as well. I'm very, very pleased to be here before you asking authorization to purchase 27 acres of very valuable land, both from the perspective of natural resource and recreational values, a piece of land that we've been coveting for many, many years. And this is a piece of land that is known as Waterleaf and was permitted to be developed into a subdivision. And a few years ago, we were trying to buy this land. We worked with Metro and trying to find other partners, but we were unable to do that because of the high price of land and lack of adequate funding. However, today, thanks to a very, very strong partnership between Portland Parks and Bureau of Environmental Services, and thanks to citizens of the region who helped pass the Metro's Parks Bond, we've been able to come up with an acquisition strategy that makes this possible. However, we couldn't do this without partnership with Trust for Public Land. What we need to do is to work with Trust for Public Land and enter into an agreement where they can exercise the option that they have for this piece of property. And we have assembled $3 million of the $4 million acquisition price. And the $3 million is shared equally between Parks and Bureau of Environmental Services. And we have $1 million funding gap, which we are very confident that we will be able to secure through grants from Oregon State Parks. And Trust for Public Land has agreed to purchase this land and hold on to it for 18 months till we get the grant funding to come up with total funding. And as Commissioner Salzman indicated, this is good timing. We have started the master planning process process for Clatsop Butte, and this property is immediately adjacent to it. And if it was developed, there might have been a road that, for connectivity purposes and safety purposes, a road would have been needed to be installed in the middle of Clatsop Park, which made it really undesirable. So this land enhances the recreation development of Clatsop Butte as well. So we're very, very pleased with this partnership, strong partnership, and hopefully you will approve this authorization. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions? Jeff, did you want to say anything for us for public lands? Or?
Why you look so glum, all of you? This is great news.
Yeah.
Commissioners, I am Joff Roach, the director of the Trust for Public Land here in Oregon, and we are just happy to, one, finally get this done. It's been on the radar screen for a long time. I think Zeri and all of you know just how important it is. There's been a lot of comment about it, and it's been something that's been hanging out there in the conservation community for a long time. It's just neat that we have had an opportunity to go back after. It's very rare that after property gets to this point in the process that you actually get a shot at bringing it in for conservation purposes. Usually they're lost by now. And I think through the collaboration that Zeri has pointed out involving both the Parks Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services, and the fact that, you know, we do have a little bit more money in the system through the Metro bond measure, that the timing has just been perfect. So really thank you for bringing it forward and considering it and on to the finish line.
I might add, commissioners, that this is a perfect example of how we are leveraging our park system development charges. I was before you a couple of weeks ago sharing with you information about how we've been leveraging the Parks SCC fund dollar for dollar, and this is a perfect example, and we hope to continue that trend.
Thanks, Jeff. So that concludes the presentation. I don't know if there's people signed up or.
We have one person signed up, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon. Welcome. And you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Matt Clark. I'm the executive director of Johnson Creek Watershed Council. And this recent the forthcoming acquisition is in Johnson Creek Watershed, so it's important to the council. I'd like to applaud all of you for moving forward on this. Preservation of green space, very important to the council, as evidenced by our newsletter has a front page article on the recent acquisitions on Clatsop Butte, and so this is really a great augmentation of that. And I also just like to point out, I think it's consistent with the city's stormwater management goals with Greater Green, which I've heard Commissioner Adams speak about, consistent with all the flood mitigation investment that's been going on in the Lentz District of the watershed. So I think this is wonderful, and on behalf of the council, would like to thank the commissioners, thank the Trust for Public Land, and the BES and the Parks Bureau for making it happen. And thanks very much.
Linda Bauer. Actually, Paul Grosjean, our vice chair, wanted to share comments with you, but he had to be out of town, so this is what he said. This has been a long year's endeavor by the neighborhood to save this property and retain it for public use and enjoyment. There are many thanks, but in this limited amount of time, I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman and his staff, the Parks Bureau, Commissioner Adams and his staff, the Bureau of Environmental Services, and the Trust for Public Land. This action makes me proud to be in Portland. Thank you.
Anybody else like to testify? The Audubon Society? No? Just here in support. Great. In that case, we'll have a roll call.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank the Trust for Public Lands, the local neighborhood association. Linda, you've been a tireless advocate for this. The Parks team, my BES team, Lisa Libby on my staff. This does move one step closer to the purchase of 27 acres in the Johnson Creek watershed. And we're getting the land at a really good price, which is amazing. This Waterleaf property acquisition has tremendous benefits for the Johnson Creek watershed. And this area contains critical natural infrastructure to the long-term livability and safety within the region. It is a heavily forested site with mature trees and good native understory. It shades and cools the water going to Johnson Creek, which is a water quality limited creek. It has high value for habitat for birds and mammals, and it has steep slopes with low permeability of soil that's stable and in good condition. The infrastructure on Foster Road will be undermined by further developments, there's a benefit to transportation. And the Kelly Creek, which is the tributary that leads to Johnson Creek, is already a water quality limited due to runoff damage. And once this almost was lost, we would have never been able to get it back. So it leverages our regional efforts, cornerstone to over 100 acres of publicly owned habitat. And it's going to help us in our restoration sites at Brownwood, East Lentz, Springwater Wetlands, Arrow Creek, Arrow Wetlands, and Kelly Creek Confluence. So this is a really big deal. And it wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be developed. So thanks, everyone. It's just really exciting. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, thank you all very much. I happen to live in this neighborhood, so it, in addition to being nice for Portlanders, it's nice for those of us that live in the area. This is really a special part of Portland that a lot of people aren't aware of that really is undeveloped and beautiful in its natural state. So I'm particularly impressed with the collaboration and all the work that went forward to acquire this. So thank everybody very much. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, once again, I want to thank Bureau of Environmental Services, Portland Parks and Recreation, the Trust for Public Lands. As Joff noted, at least as I recall, this idea of acquisition really gelled within the last year or so. I mean, I think it's always been on our radars, but the opportunity, particularly for an area that's ready to be built, was pretty quickly came together. So I want to once again thank BES and Parks and Trust for Public Land. And this is a significant addition to our parks system, parks and open space in the city, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Stan.
This is very exciting. I want to thank everybody, Commissioner Saltzman, Adams, and the team at the bureaus and the trust. It's very and the Watershed Council. This is it's a big deal. So I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm just happy to see it happen. Hi. It passes. That brings us to our regular agenda. Carly, could you please read item 141?
Accept proposal of Trashco Services, Inc. to provide refuse removal and recycling services to multiple city bureaus for an estimated amount of $1 million per year for an estimated 3 years.
Terrific. Jeff?
Good afternoon, City Council. I'm Jeff Barrow, the Director of the Bureau of Purchases. And before you is a request to execute a contract with Trashco Services for a citywide trash hauling services for city bureaus. And just to point out a couple of issues that we had with this, we conducted a competitive solicitation process of which we found that there was a variety of ways of which bureaus were going about the trash collection. And we had a number of different trash haulers involved in this. And so working with the Office of Sustainable Development, we looked at how we could orchestrate this so it becomes a much more efficient process and a standardization. And the solicitation process broke it up into five different regions because we wanted to include whether or not smaller contractors would be able to participate in this. We received the proposal from Trashco Services, and we're recommending that we award the entire five different regions to Trashco because of the strength of their proposal, especially emphasizing the sustainability nature of it. All of their trash garbage trucks are operating on a B20 biodiesel blend. They are partnering with us to look at ways to create a more efficient system. So we're looking forward to looking at routes for trash collection and a number of different ways that we can standardize on this. So I really want to thank Michelle Krim from OSD and also Jim Van Ness from our staff who pulled this together and worked with folks to get this orchestrated.
Questions from the council?
Thanks for your really good work. Appreciate it.
Is there anybody in the audience who'd like to testify on this item? If not, it's a report. We'll take a roll call.
Adams?
Yay, B20. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Good job. Thanks. Thanks, Michelle. Grimm, OSD. Aye.
Sten?
Good job. Aye. And that brings us to item 142.
Authorize a 3-year contract with Trashco Services, Inc., with an option to extend for 2 additional years for refuse removal and recycling services at initial yearly cost not to exceed $1 million.
Okay, and this is, I think, the contract on the same report we just talked about. Would anybody like to testify on item 142? And if not, it's an emergency ordinance. We'll have a roll call.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye. Could you please read item 143?
Accept tax foreclosed property from Multnomah County for park and recreation purposes.
Commissioner Saltzman?
Gee, I've already closed my notebook here. I don't think I have talking points on this, but let's ask you some questions. Sounds like a good idea. More parkland. Thanks, Multnomah County.
It's not contaminated in any way, Commissioner?
Do you know something I don't?
No. Just asking.
We generally check those things. But.
Okay. Would anybody in the audience like to testify on item 143? Does not look like it. Roll call. It's emergency ordinance.
Adams?
Because Commissioner Saltzman has assured me there's no liability in accepting this, I will vote aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye. And that completes our agenda. The council is adjourned until next Wednesday at 9:30.
Now you've got me. Good work, Sam. I guess it falls into your bureau.
Can you give it to the county successfully?
We'll sell it to you. We'll flip it.
That goes in the brown. Yeah. Thank you, John.
You don't need any lights on it. No.
Okay, I'll get back to the security desk.
That was fun.
It's those today. Is that that was on consent, and what happens is on consent.
Downstairs. Oh, thank you. Yeah, they might fit. And,
Was that first? No, Catherine.
What did Johnny Cochran said? If it doesn't fit.
Oh yeah, you must quit.